Hello there, I'm Rob Manifold, and this is some racing news here on Everything Racing Podcast. So, the news that I think we all knew was coming, but it still doesn't stop it from being a bit of a punch in the gut for racing fans around the world. Kimi Raikkonen has announced his retirement from Formula One at the end of the 2021 season, debuting back in 2001. He took a couple of years away in 2010 and 2011 and returned, and he's been racing ever since. What a career the man has had. This is the right time for Kimi to stop, I think. He's in his 40s, he's got a young family. I thought he'd have stopped a bit sooner, but he clearly was still enjoying himself, but now it is sensible for him to stop. He posted on his Instagram the decision, the news, and this is what he said on his Instagram page. This is it. This will be my last season in Formula One. This is a decision I did during last winter. It was not an easy decision, but after this season, it is time for new things. Even though the season is still on, I want to thank my family, all my teams, everyone involved in my racing career, and especially all of you great fans that have been rooting for me all this time. Formula One might come to an end for me, but there is a lot more in life that I want to experience and enjoy. See you around after all this. Sincerely, Kimi. You can tell this is heartfelt. Interesting that he had made the decision to retire before the start of the season, and obviously kind of thought, just see how it goes this season. Obviously deciding that this is the time. So this opens up the driver market now, and pieces can now start to be placed in, you know, in the correct order, if you will. The rumour is it's going to be Russell to Mercedes and Bottas to take Raikkonen's seat at Alfa Romeo, and who's rumoured to be going to Williams? Is it Nick De Vries and Albon are the two rumoured Williams drivers for next year? But in terms of the immediate news here today, I wanted just to come up and quickly talk about it, as it's pretty big, and Kimi's been around in F1 since I was 9 years old. He debuted at the Australian Grand Prix in 2001. Saw him win in 2007 at Silverstone. His last win, unless there's some crazy circumstance, was at COTA in 2018. It's just, I think Formula One will miss Kimi Raikkonen. And it's a sad day for the sport. There's no denying it. Obviously, I haven't mentioned before that Valentino Rossi is retiring. So it's Raikkonen in F1, a legend, and you've got the GOAT of MotoGP retiring this year. So there's two big names that have been around for a long time that we're going to be saying goodbye to. And it's sad, but that's how motorsport goes. And one day we'll be doing this for Lewis and for Seb and for Alonso, which we've already done, but we'll do it again. You know, Ricardo and all these names that have been around and are getting on, that we'll be doing it for them. But it always sucks. And Kimi's been one of my favourite drivers throughout my time as a fan of F1. And always outspoken, which is considering he was very quiet and withdrawn, is kind of saying something. Famous for his hilarious quotes and antics. Obviously, my favourite is still, I was having a shit when asked that he'd missed Michael Schumacher's presentation by Pelé in Brazil in 2006. And then that same year, earlier in the year, after retiring from the Monaco Grand Prix, just cuts to him topless on his boat with a beer. That's what Kimi Raikkonen will be remembered for. Obviously, world champion in 2007, on his day, legit one of the absolute fastest racing drivers to have ever lived. So let's try and celebrate the man's career between now and the end of the year. Still got plenty of time to enjoy Kimi at work, but yeah, I just wanted to come up and quickly talk about it. And what do you think about Kimi's retirement? Personally, I think it's the right time, but it's still a sad day and F1 will miss him, especially the fans. So let me know. Go to Everything Racing Podcast on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram and let me know what you think about the news. Thanks for listening, guys. Speak to you later. I'm Rob Manifold and I'll see you around the next corner.